Manahoana ny fiangonana Tanasy ity a? Ia, faly be miaraka aminareo eto androany maraina.
And I've got a serious message on my heart this morning.
Ary tena manana hafatra tena somary mavesatra be ato poko amin'ity androany maraina ity a.
But even before I start, I just want to thank the guys that helped with the outreach. I'm going to thank in more detail in the next meeting. If you're one of the helpers and you don't come to the next meeting, understand. I want to say well done and thank you straight away. I think we had a great time with some good challenges and good rewards.
Okay.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as I begin to bring this message, won't you draw near to us? And ready our hearts to hear your voice. We open our hearts to hear from you, Lord. Speak through your word and by your spirit. To your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I want to speak about Jesus as our high priest. But I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time just on Jesus as our high priest. But I'm going to explain the centrality of him as the high priest. And the scriptural fact that he is the only mediator. We've been speaking about the Bible as the authority for our lives. And how the Word of God is supreme. And sometimes our culture and the Word of God don't line up. When that happens, we need to change ourselves to be more like the Word of God and less like our culture. And that's not easy. Because we were raised in a certain culture. We weren't born Christian. You were born perhaps in Madagascar. Malagasy. And I was born a South African. And somewhere along the road, God met with me and saved me. And the rest of my life, I become less and less South African and more and more a Christian. And that's where the gospel has to work in our lives. Even denying ourselves and the identity of our past. Because God is purchasing for himself a people. He has purchased that people at the cross. And now he's gathering them. From every nation and tribe and tongue. So what becomes more important is the people. The people of God's choosing. And what they have to leave behind is the tribe and nation and tongue. They come from every nation, tribe and tongue. But they become one people. Under one head. Christ. And this new people is one people together. And Ephesians tells us that Jesus in himself removed the dividing wall between Jews and Greeks. And in other places it says there's neither male nor female. What that means is that the things that we make as separations, the gospel overcomes in order to make us one. And that's why men and women sit together in the same row. And that's why people from South Africa and Madagascar and other countries can worship under the same roof. And we're under one head. Jesus. Let's look at 1 Timothy 2 verse 5 and
6. Fa irai no andriamanitra ary irai ny mpanalalana amin'andriamanitra sy ny olona dia Kristy Jesosy izay olona sady nanolotra ny tena ny hoavitra isolon'ny olona rehetra dia zavatra ho fitory amin'izao andro izao.
And also we'll look at Hebrews 1 verse 1 to 4.
Dia ajerentsika ihany koa Hebreo toko voalohany dia ny andininy voalohany ka hatrany amin'ny fahaefatra. Rehefa nampitenenin'andriamanitra tamin'ny razana fahiny ny mpiaminany tamin'ny andro samihafa sy ny fanao samihafa dia amin'izao andro farany izao kosa no nampitenenany tamintsika ny zanany izay voatendriny ho mpandovany zavatra rehetra. Izy no naharian' izao tontolo izao, izy koa ny famirapiratany voninahiny sy endriky ny tenany indrindra ary miazona ny zavatra rehetra amin'ny herin'ny teniny. Ary rehefa nanao fanadiovana afaka amin'ny fahotana izy dia nipetraka teo amin'ny tanana ankavanany lehibe any amin'ny avo ka natao tsara noho ny anjely araka ny nandovany anarana tsara noho ireny.
And let's look also at Hebrews 4 verse 13 and 14.
Ary tsy misy zavatra ary na inona na inona izay tsy miseho eo anatrehany fa ny zavatra rehetra dia mianjahanjy sy ahariary eo amasony izay efa rahany ataontsika koa satria isika manana mpisorona lehibe izay lasa namaky ny lanitra dia Jesosy zanak'andriamanitra aoka isika hiazona ilay efa nekentsika.
These scriptures tell us that there is one mediator between God and men. Only Jesus. God will have no one come between you and him. Because his love is personal. He does not work through a proxy or a representative. If you were a father, and you love your child, do you send your child to live somewhere else? And then you only use a messenger. Take this food to my child. Tell my child, I think he's doing well. If your child wants to ask for something, he has to give the message to the messenger. And the messenger comes back to the father. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says only Jesus stands as our high priest. And mediator. And he is God. So God will have nothing between himself and us. And ultimately, we also go and stand before him. After this life, where are you going? Who will you see? When I was younger, my father passed away. He died. He's dead. His body is cremated. And I believe He knew the Lord Jesus. And has gone to be with the Lord Jesus. When I die, who am I going to see? The Lord Jesus first. I'm not going back to see my dad. I will meet my dad again in the company of the saints. He will be standing worshipping the same God that I am worshipping. But when I go to the judgment seat, when I die, I go to face God. I don't actually think I will even see my dad there. If there's a crowd of witnesses, they will be somewhere behind watching. But where I'm going when I die is to face my true Father, the Creator God, and to give Him an account for how I've lived. That's what Hebrews 4:13 says. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. So to whom will you give an account for your life? God. You will stand alone. In the Bible, there's a question given to Jesus. If this person marries, and then the husband dies, and there's another one, and another one, another one. Whose wife will she be in heaven? Number one, number two, number three, number four. On earth, they didn't have to share. Now in heaven, will they have to share? At that point, Jesus says, heaven is not like it is on earth. There's not giving and taking in marriage in heaven. You see, marriage on earth is a covenant until death do us part. And it parts us. Never to be rejoined the same way. Because marriage is only a small glimpse of the heavenly marriage of Jesus and His bride, the church. And I will have a husband in heaven, Jesus. And you will have a husband in heaven, Jesus. And so sometimes we construct earthly culture. And we make an idol of it. My wife. She's mine. But actually she's not. In eternity, she belongs to Jesus. And on earth, she's just entrusted to me. She's only loaned. She never truly belongs to me. And when I stand before God, He will say to me, how well did I look after the ones to whom He entrusted
me?
My wife, my children. Did I care for them as belongings of His? I will actually give an account to God for them. If they are well, if their souls are happy, they've been cared for and nourished with love, I will present them to God. I will cast them as a trophy at his feet.
And it's
the same with everything in the world.
The earth
is the Lord's. The land belongs to God.
And
one day, it will be given back to him.
And
he will ask you, what did you do with it? Did you squabble over it? Did you think it was yours to divide amongst your children? Or did you understand it was his? And it will go back to him again. And your grandfather, and your great grandfather, and your great 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 grandfather, they will all answer to God or have already answered to God. And you will not answer to them, and they will not answer to you, because the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Now I'm saying this for a reason. It gets into our heads easily. But it takes some time to change our hearts. You'll see, for example, in Madagascar, there is a worship of the land. It's subtle. It's not obvious. No one goes and has a ceremony to worship the ground. But should someone want to come and purchase land, all hell breaks loose. All hell breaks loose. Families start fighting with each other. You can't sell to that foreigner. This land is ours. In the family, it belongs to all the brothers. And all the brothers must agree to sell it. And they won't agree. Because what do you do with the grave? There's great great grandfather. I'm sorry, great great grandfather isn't there. The Bible says he's either with Jesus, or he's in a place of bitter weeping and gnashing of teeth. Because when he died, he went to go and answer to God and faced the judgment seat. And he doesn't own the land, even though his body is buried there. God owns that land, and God even owns his body. And it is up to God to raise him at the last day. You understand that this thing is deep rooted. I'm going to show you that it's not just here that we face problems. There are idols in every society. Don't think the Americans are too sophisticated to have idols. And don't think that only the bush dwellers have idols. Idols live in the heart of a man. They are the things that you hold on to most dear. And they are the things that offend you the most when someone tries to touch them. Let the foreigners come and try and buy our land. We'll show them. That's idolatry. Because you will hold on to a piece of land that's undeveloped and rather remain poor. I hope I'm not offending too badly. Different societies have different problems. There's no culture, on earth that is superior to another culture. We can't say the Chinese are better than the Americans or the Americans are better than the South Africans. And we can't say the Malagasy are better than them all. It's just not true. You see, let me give you an example. Sinful human beings are made to worship. But in our sin, we worship the wrong things. And all our lives, we worship these things. And then we get saved. But it takes time for us to learn to worship God only. It takes time to let go of the things we were previously taught to worship. In the more first world Western societies, there is something known as secular humanism and individualism. Self is God. And so we elevate human rights. I have the right to happiness. Freedom of speech. And those developed Western societies become consumeristic, driven by materialism and personal happiness and satisfaction. Because each individual is God. Think what you like. Believe what you like. Express yourself how you want. It's about freedom and defining your own identity. You can decide your own sexuality. You choose your own religion. Like you choose the clothes you wear. It's all about you. That's the message of the West. And it's idolatrous. Because it puts you as the idol. You the individual. Everything in society exists for you. But like I said, not every culture, no culture is superior to another culture. In more third world societies, there are tribal systems. Where the collective or the community is honored above the individual. The rule goes something like this. Honor the ways of the people. It's like the opposite of individualism. It's now community, family, traditions, and the ways we do things. And if you don't conform, then you're a rebel. Then you're naughty. So the parents tell the children what they should do. But it doesn't stop. Ever. The parents will tell their children what to do even when the children are married. Even when they've got their own children. They say, you've got to do it the way we do it as a family. But the Bible says, A man will leave his father's house and join to his wife. It means he will leave the authority of his father and become the head of his own household. And he will lead his wife and his children. Why did God do that? Because he wants to break this multi-level thing. Because there aren't mediators between God and man. Because there's really only one heavenly Father. In this context, Madagascar's context, culture is worshipped. Because it's not a case of be yourself and anything goes. Do as you please.
Like
America. Instead, it's a case of be one of us and honor our traditions and customs. And you think that's better than individualism. But it's not necessarily better. Because it becomes culture-centered. Instead of individualism, we now have togetherness as our God. And those systems become self-preservational through manipulation and the pressure to conform to the desires of the predecessors, the ancestors. I don't mean just dead ancestors, I mean the living. Neither of these societies is God-centric. Because they are holding of ultimate importance something other than God. The gospel comes and says you must worship God. Yet people call themselves Christians and live under exactly the same traditions they've always lived under. In America we have Christians who still live for their own happiness. There are churches preaching how Jesus will come into your life and he will bless you and meet your needs. And give you the car you want. And help you dry, wear the clothes you want. And Christian books written about how to become a better you. Because it's all about you in the West. And so the church has taken the culture and married the two. Instead of addressing the idolatry of self as God. And here we're in danger of doing the same thing. Taking what God says,
saying,
yeah, I'll add Jesus into my world. I'll go to church every Sunday. And I'll also put an equal value on all of my customs and traditions. Because customs and traditions are good, aren't they? But they're not good if they occupy first place. They're idols if they occupy first place. There are Christians here in Madagascar who put tradition and family before Christ. It's a subtle thing. When you're manipulated into doing what the family wants, even if you don't want to do it.
Rehefa manokatranao manao zavatra izay satria izay ny tian'ny fianakaviana, nefa ianao malala hoe tsy te hanao an'ilay izy ianao.
All manipulation is an attempt at illegitimate control.
Mifandrebetsaina rehetrarehetra dia karazany hoe te hifehanao amin'ny tsy ara-dalàna le olona.
And manipulation has its roots in witchcraft.
Ary mifandrebetsaina dia mamaka lalina ao anatin'ny resaka famisaviana ihany ny fakan'izany.
Biblically,
ara-baiboly,
all that is given should be given freely.
Ny zavatra izay omena dia tokony omena maimaim-poana.
Not out of compulsion.
Fa tsy avy amin'ny fanerena.
Not by saying, if you don't do this, then I'll be unhappy with you.
Fa tsy miteny mihitsy raha tsy ataonao izao a dia ho tezitra aminao aho.
And that's how we to live if we're aligning our lives with the gospel.
Ary takizay koa tokony fomba fiainatsika rehefa miaina ao anatin'ny filazan tsara isika.
Real biblical community always involves voluntary sacrifice.
Ny tena hoe fiaramonina ara-baiboly dia hoe tena hoe manolo tena ianao vonona ianao anao fanatitra antsitrapo.
All things you do should be done without being told to do it.
Ny zavatra rehetra ataonao dia tokony ataonao tahakany hoe tsy noterena ianao nanao an'ilay izy.
I'm not speaking about little children.
Izaho tsy miresaka ny amin'ny zazakely.
I'm speaking about grown-ups.
Fa miresaka ny amin'ny olon-dehibe.
But there are grown-up men and women who are still being told what to do by their parents. And some who are even married. And they're being manipulated by their parents. That's not biblical freedom. And when they honor those parents, sometimes they're doing it out of a moral duty. And they're not pleased in their hearts. To do it. And that has to be challenged. It's a problem if family has become controlling. And when doing our cultural traditions is actually not done with joy and freedom. You see, these systems are based on an older system of worship. I'm not saying children should dishonor their parents. I'm saying parents should not try to control their children once their children have grown up. I'd need to give you an example. Maybe if you... Your cousin who goes to a different church. Is having a baptism. And you don't really want to go. And maybe you're already grown up and you live by yourself. But your aunts and uncles and your mother and father say, no, you have to go. So you leave your congregation and go somewhere else. Not really happy about going. But knowing that if you don't go, your mommy will be unhappy and your uncle will be unhappy. That's actually called manipulation. Because by their displeasure, they are threatening you with being displeased with you unless you adhere to their request. And then when you arrive there, oh, so happy to see you. Inside you're thinking, but if I wasn't here, you wouldn't be so happy. That's manipulative. I'm not saying you can't go to a baptism. I'm saying if you go, because you are free and want to go. Because the one thing is the fear of man. And manipulation. And it's not the gospel. And the other is the fear of God.
And
when you say, no, I'm going to go to my congregation and worship and fellowship because God has called me and planted me with these believers and my family actually comes second, because when I die they won't be there, they won't stand in judgment over my life, God will stand in judgment over my life. And I will answer to him. So, historically, Madagascar had a belief that the dead play a role in the lives of the living. But the Bible says that's not true. And I want to declare that over Madagascar. For the freedom of the whole nation. The dead have no role in the lives of the living. If you don't believe me, understand that Jesus challenged this very idol. When people came to follow Jesus, the one person said, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said, let the dead bury their own dead. Another said, let me go and say goodbye to my family. And Jesus said, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Jesus doesn't hate funerals and he doesn't hate families. He doesn't hate funerals and he doesn't hate families. He hates idols. Because idols keep people in bondage. We will become a healthier community when we understand that truth. In the account of the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man is hot, he's burning. He says, please send Lazarus or an angel back to tell my brothers. You can read it for yourself, not now, but later. Luke 16:19. He says, please warn them. And the answer comes, no. The rich man can't come back from the dead and warn his brothers. This text tells me that the dead have no access to the living. All that I've been preaching is to push our ancestors and our family idols out of the way. So that we understand we have one high priest and one judge. And there is one mediator between God and men. That's Jesus. So let us build on that and live a Christ-centered gospel that will lead us to true freedom and worship and a healthier community that cares beyond its own family and tribe.
Zay karaza mihevitra lavitra an'Andriamanitra mihoatra noho ny fokony aviny sy ny fiarahamonina misy azy.
And cares to the ends of the earth.
Ary mikarakara teny hoe mihatra ny miatrany aparantany.
I've said it before, that map is not enough.
Efa nteneniko taminareo hoe io saritany io tsy ampy io.
If Malagasy people think only of Madagascar.
Raha Malagasy mieritreritra Madagasikara rery ihany.
They're showing that they're still linked to this lineage of history and tradition.
De mbola maneo ihany io zay mbola le taranaka le mbola le fombafomba ny ihany no azo zava-dehibe aminy.
Because when you put Jesus first,
satria rehefa petraka ao Jesosy ny voalohany,
you set free to love beyond your own family.
De afaka nafan'Andriamanitra ianao avy amin'le hoe hoe fitiavana ny ankohonanao fotsiny ihany a.
To love beyond your own tribe.
Ary lasa manana fitiavana ianao mihoatra noho ny foko hafa, amin'ny foko hafa koa lasa tianao a.
To love beyond your nation.
Ary tia ianao mihoatra ny firenenao.
And be part of the bride.
Alasena uisanlay fofombady.
The people of God.
Lay olon'Andriamanitra vahoakan'Andriamanitra.
From every nation.
Avy amin'ny firenena samihafa, avy amin'ny foko samihafa, avy amin'ny karazam-pitenenana samihafa.
Let's pray.
Alao hivavaka isika.
Heavenly Father, I pray you will take the truths in this message and drive them into our hearts.
Andriamanitra raha mivavaka mba ianao ny andray an'izany fahamarinana izany ho ao am-ponay ary hitondra an'izany ao tena tonga izany amokatra ao am-ponay.
Your word is a sword.
Ni tenao de toy sabatra.
And sometimes it cuts.
Ary sandraindray izany de manapaka.
Might cut to our hearts.
Ary aoka izany anapaka andidy ny fonay.
Separating the things of men and of the flesh.
Anavaka ny zavatra avy amin'ny olona sy avy amin'ny nofo.
Separate those things from the things of the Spirit.
Ampisarao izany zavatra ny tompo avy amin'ny zavatra ny fanahy.
We want the things of the Spirit.
Satria zavatra ny fanahy tianay.
That bring real life.
Izay mitondra ny tena fiainana.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Won't you stay for some tea and coffee?
De
we meet at 10 for the English meeting.
De amin'ny folo manomboka amin'ny fivoriana amin'ny teny anglisy.